Maskinon, we're going to shechotu lislamid boy. Talking about when you shechted it, Rashi says the petach hamol, and you shechted it's time to practice, to learn how to shecht. So Rashi says like this, vi the shecht l'shem shechitik, if you would have shechted, mamash would have machshava shechiton, then after the Reb Shimon heavy machshava, that would be called a good machshava, Reb Shimon would agree, it'd be mekabel to maseichlen. Umetama, ela b'shecht omenach lislamid boy, yuch shechit, it's time you're practicing. And that's the machlekes. That the Rabbon in Savi Rashi says, "Hach shchita mishav leyochel, keshchita gemur ma'yisod." The minu baba roitiv. Hashoich beim lo v'chovim that we learned before. Rabbi Shimon holds no. That's the machlokes. This shchita, since it wasn't done l'shem tyra, was only done l'slamed boim. So Rabbi Shimon holds this shchita does not make it into an oichel. And according to the Rabbon, yes, the shchita makes it into an oichel. Yeah. Over plukta the nimus for Rabbi Lezer. So the machlokes nimus and Rabbi Lezer. The Tanya learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef Gracie said that Sachli Nimus once told me, Ochiv Shur Rabbi Yeshua is the brother of Yeshua Hagarsi. He once told me like this, Shashoichet Es Oiriv, if somebody shechs the raven, L'Islamic boy just to practice a Cheshchita, so Domei Machshir, still its dam is Machshir L'Kabot Toma. That's Domei Machshir, in Nofel Al Azroim, if this dam falls upon Zroim, so it's Machshir L'Kabot Toma, the Koshchenim, Shochtu Shchita Gemura. That dom is machsha. Feel a good for this year. Yeah. So that's what they hold. On this, we have Lezwei Menol, dam shchita liyela machshir. So the Gemara, the Chur, we have Lezwei Menol, both saying the same thing. They're both saying that the shchita, the dam is machshir. If the dam falls upon plants, food, it's machshir the kabotuma. So what's the machlekes? El Olav, the Machlokes is the Surah Cheshuv Ike Benayu. Machlokes is the Isser alone, Machshavit. Rashi Zod Yika Bahadi Shchita Kagav Nika Benayu. Who Dika Bahadi Shchita? What? Tanakam is Sovar Domoy Machshav Lialmo. The Dom is Machshav. Then Rashi says, in Noflal Azroim, for falls on other foods. Avulagufa Rashi says, but for itself, for this Oirev, Boya Machshava. Why? The Isura Cheshuv Gered, the Lamrina, we don't say the fact that it's also, it's called an Eichel. Vah Shchitur also, Lechashiv, Lashad Eichel, this Shchit also is not a good Shchitur to make it into an Eichel, because it's not a Shchit that's Mashur, no, you can't eat. Yeah? So like this, Tekanakam, Sovadom, my Mashur, Yalmo, Avul, a Gufa, Befit, itself, Boy, Machshava. You have to have Machshava if you want to make him a Kabotuma. Rashi says, Befilu, yeah, that's the Tanakam. The Yosra Blazla Maimano, Dam Shita Liela Machshir, the Afilu Lagufe Namilu Boy Machshava. That is Machshir even fitted itself, and it itself tack is Makabu Tumanel, because it does not have to have Machshava. Rashi says Afilu Lagufe Boy Machshava. Dam Shita Mishavla Yoichel. Obo Anami Pligi Rabbon and Krab Lezra Bshemikanimus. That's good for Machlekes of here also. Where the Shita was not matter with Bachila, here you shechted Lislamid Bo. So the shchita that you use, tam l'slamed, but just to learn hilcha shchita, is that called a shchita enough to make it into an oichel? Or no, such a shchita is not enough? Such the machlekes, but yes, also the rabbon and Rabbi Shimon. So Mora says, Mima, who told you this? Dilma may be time. The Rebbe Lezer also the shani oriv hoil v'yesh by simoni tyra also nachamol. Maybe what the oriv is different, even though it's treif, but it has some simoni tyra as grama beil treifis. Yim Shemach Yavi Oichel, Avlagabi Petach Hamor, Mashenka by a donkey, lest they have no Simoni Tyre at all, so maybe the Shchit alone means nothing. Yeah, Rashi says, Yilav the Choshev Yim Shemach the Shchit, Lav Matamele Rabbonin. So maybe that's not the Machlekes with the Rabbonin of Shimon. Maybe only over here the Rebbe Lezer said, because over here, Onorav at least has one Simon Tyre. For the more now, when we know and say, well, how do you know this? How do you say such a story? This. How do you know the fact you have a simin that means something? So when I said the Tony Lord has learned on this, the Tony Lord he, the Omer of Shimon, my time, what's the reason? Hoyo v'yesh by Simoni Tyra, we heard clearly the Svara, that he said the Svara, that since it has Simoni, that's before by Gomel, that since the Gomel has at least one simin Tyra, that's enough to make it to give him to Shem Eichel. So maybe here also, one simon of the Oriv makes into an Eichel. But without a Tetach Hamor, maybe you won't say that Svara. So the more of the Chitem Yisrael, the Chitem Yisrael, tell me, Imi Shum Simonit, if the reason is, the Gebleza says over here, the Dam Shchita helps, is because this Erev has at least one Siman Torah, so then my ear, Lislamid, what do you have to say the Shkita was done here? Lislamid, that they were practicing how to make the Shkita, so at least it's called the person did a Maisa Shkita. It should have been a bigger Kiddush. Afilu Lissasek Nami, even this time being Misasek, Rosh Afilu Lissasek, the Mischavin Lachter Dovrach, in the case the person had a mind to cut something else. And by mistake, he also cut the neck off. The lav l'shkita, he had no kavona for shkita also. Let's say maybe you don't have to have kavona shkita. The ikar kavona here is the fact that it has a siman Torah, that's enough. So must say true, enoch nami, must say enoch nami, it's like the true. Well, mishum nimus, I'll tell you, it's only a chiddish in nimus. According to nimus, it's a chiddish. That even though they made a shkita l'islam made, still that shkita does not help. It's a chiddish according to him. Enoch nami, according to Rabbi Leza, that says the shkita helps. It could be, it's not the pshat that the shkita is what's matter it. It's the pshat that it has a siman Torah, that's what's matter it. But maybe by a chamor, we don't say the swara. So again, with that's the shrekai, what's the machlokes, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, and the Rabbonim then, by a petah chamor, if it's makabel tumor or not. Another one says, Eisv, I have a question. Says what? Lerotz levdoisa. The person doesn't want to be poida his petachamor. So all play the kufa. To take a hatchet and chop off the head nachuruf in the back. For kovir, and you have to bury it. The yosef bano divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's mamish yosef bano. For Rabbi Shimon matir. Skrotz kash. Here it says clearly the kash and rabba. Here it says clearly that Rabbi Shimon holds muta bano. The petachamor, even after our rape, it says clearly it's muta bano. It's kash and rabba. The machloekis says when it was also bano mechayim when it was alive. Rabbi Shimon matir. On that Rabbi Shimon was matir. Calls the man that petachamor is alive. He holds his muta. Maybe after shrita, maybe then after rape, it also must muta also bano. So says no. But me the sefer mechayim every reisha lav mechayim. Mashma the sefer is mechayim when it's alive. The reisha not mechayim. The Torah says in the sefer. Now I want to kill it. Not with a reed, not with a magel, not with a sword. Lay the cardam, and there's another a cardam, a type of a sword. Rashi says here. For lay the magira, there's all different type of knives, different type of knives. For lay yachni senu lechedav, you know that's the point. You can't just stop to death in a room. Bishul shiyamis, these things you can't do. But the way you have to kill is only use a kupis, you have to use the hatchet. The yasa begins of avoda. They're not allowed to shear it off or work with it. Give Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Shimon not there, Rabbi Shimon says no, it calls him when it's alive, you're allowed to shear it off and work with it. It's muta bano. So the chutz mashma, since the safer so when it's alive, mashma the race is when it's dead. So Mor says no. It could be both. Reisha the safer mechaim. They're both talking about when the pet chamor is still alive. Reisha means bano as domov. And safe is by noise gufay. By noise, the Rashi says, "Imaskiru lachem." Can you rent it out to somebody else? And by noise gufay means we're going gizel v'avoido. That's the chiddush. That according to Rachamim, both of them is also the petachmor is also both to rent it out or the gufay. And according to Rabbi Shimon, both of them is muta. There could be lachar reifa, maybe takut muta. It could be according to Rabbi Shimon though. Forget maybe lachar reifa takut also. The Gemara says it could be Yotzricha. You have to have both Kedushim Yotzricha, because the Tanhan would have just said that it's Muta, that the Machloek is by noise Domo, the Kashor, that Rav Shimon holds you allowed to. Let it rent it out. You're not doing direct Hanor with it. But not Gufa to work with it yourself, maybe even Mordel Rav Yehuda, maybe Rav Shimon would agree that it's also. And it would have just said the Tanhan by noise Gufa, that you'll have to work with it yourself or share off the wool. I would have thought to say maybe just be kosher, maybe not review the whole source by no. Ava banos domov, but just to rent it out, well, you're not going to use it yourself, and the model of Shimon Tzurichas need both machlokes in. Again, it could be that they're only arguing here mechayim, but it could be maybe liyacha misa, both agree that it's also by no. Isn't enough kid? The machlokes could be both cases, the machlokes. Both these machlokes is a mechayim, but okay, but it's a good according to Rabbah. But liyacha misa could be even if Shimon would agree that it's also bano. So, no, it could be good. It's not good even according to Rabbah. here. Now the chain number of Nachman or Rabba Ravua said Moedi Rabbi Shimon Yachar Reifa Shuvasa. He also was like Rabba. That even according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Mutta Bano before Reifa, but after you chop off there, it becomes Asa Bano. For Yom Rav Nachman Mino Amin, how do I know to say this? The according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Asa Bano. The time you learn like this. For your foresight, Nema Kana Reifa, it says will be in the Pasha of Petach Hamor Reifa. For Nema Lahalna Reifa by Egla Rufa. Mal halon also just a regular roof. If the chapel of that's also banorum, of kanyos a petach amor also. So man, who does this verse go like? Ilam Reb Yehuda mechayi miseroset. According to him, petach amor is also believing when it's alive. Elav Reb Shimon goes according to Reb Shimon. Is he clear? According to Reb Shimon, liachar reif for the petach amor is also banor. Oh, malay Reb Sheshes safro chavrecho. That what your chaverim to gemu they tie it up like this. That no, Liyelam Reb Yudah goes according to Reb Yudah this price. So, the Yitzchak, and still we need the Chiddush, we need this limit over here to say that it's also Bano Liachamisa. Because Salkot Atachim, I would have thought to say, our wraith of the Mokam Ptiyah Medis. No, maybe when the Torah gives you this mitzvah, to eat, first the mitzvah is to redeem it, the Petach Hamor. If you don't want to do it, we chop off the head. But when we chop off the head, that's like the Mokam Ptiyah Medis. So I would have thought to say, Ma Ptiyah, just like when you redeem it with the Seh. Muteras becomes Mutter Bahano is after Reif of Materas, even our Reif also is Mater Bahano, maybe. That's what we're thought to say. So, Kamash, I need the post to tell me no, that even Lacha Reif still is Sasa Bahano. So, it wouldn't be any Raya that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Sasa Bahano. Omer of Nasr Nachman says like this. Good, I'll give you another proof. Minua, Minua, how do we know to say this according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Sasa Bahano? Midatoni Labor, lays like this. Who have said Mamoyne Shakayim? But the reason why there's such a mitzvah, the chapel of the head of this Petach Hamor, is because since this Jew did not want to redeem it with his sin and give it to the Kohen, so he wanted to be mafsid the moment Shokoyin, the figure there, Yufsa the Mainai. Therefore, we mafsid, we destroy his money, this Petach Hamor, we don't let the Jew have enough from it. Now, man, who does it go like? You learn a Rebbe Yehuda, Hamisid the Kohen, it's also Bonar anyway. We're not doing anything special to it, he can't have enough from it anyway. El Lechul Rav Rebbe Shimon, it goes according to Rebbe Shimon. The same quantum of Shimon, once we chop off that, it becomes also Bano. Samar says no. Again, Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Shimon, go according to both of them. Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, and Avsido de Bene Bene. The Nafkuminer is, what's the difference in the price between the two? Rashi de Bene Bene, de Mechaim Nami Yosa Bano. Motzi Porikle Beser. But when it's alive, he could have been changed his mind and reported it with a Ser Badanka. He could have taken a cheap Ser worth a dollar and redeem it, and then he can keep the Petach Hamor that's worth $10. But now that we chop off the head, we're mafsid that he can't redeem it anymore, so he loses out. So he could have, even according to Yehuda, there's a reason why we should go and chop off there to mafsid to make this Jew lose out. He loses out the difference in price. And he boys him if he wanted a Shimon. And lepchas misa, it could be snegetu, so the tchas misa, which misa, makes it worthless. Rashi said, Ibo Yisem Reb Shimon, if you look at Biyano, maybe tak, it's not also Sabano. You saw, you might ask, what do you mean, Masa Mamaynoi? How much Misa made it worth? Like, when it's alive, you could have much more enjoyment from it now. So we kill it for you, so we take away your enjoyment. But maybe not completely, maybe it's Muta Bano. Just we take away the enjoyment of the Pchas Misa. So again, from here, there wouldn't be any proof that Lacha Reif, it's also Bano. And the Chayn Amar Resh Lakish, that Moedi Reb Shimon Liach HaReif Shuasa Chuasa. Nachum Amar Resh Lakish also like this, like Rabba Reb Nachman. That's also Bano. Reb Yechanun Vitema Reb Loza Amino Adayin Yemachloik, as they held no, that according to Reb Shimon Liach HaReif still Smuta Bano. And he could demand for some learn like this, Loho de Rab Nachman Aho, on this. That Rab Nachman said, Moedi Reb Shimon learned it on this halacha. That it says, Gemara in Kedushin, HaMekad Reb Petach Amor. If a Jew is Mekadosh, his wife for this Petach Hamor. The Lachor is Einem Kodesh, he's not Mekadoshes. That's a Mishnah. Toshi because it's also Bano. So the Chur Leimim Athis and Loik Reb Shimon, the Chur Mishnah like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon knows the Petach Hamor is Mutter Bano, even before you redeem it. Omer Rav Nachman, no. Omer Rav Ravua. Liachra Reif of Divri Akil. That Mishnah is talking about after they made the Reif, after they have to chop off the head. And even Reb Shimon agrees that's also Bano. That's why the Dushin is not Chal. And Ikadiyam is some sin of Hamani, this Mishnah goes, Lo Rabbi Lo Rabbi, she goes like Nida. Not like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Shimon. Why? I Rabbi Shimon, take this Bekula. Should we make Kaddish with the whole thing? He owes us Mutta Bano, he should make Kaddish the whole thing. The Kula Shari Bano, according to Rabbi Shimon. I Rabbi Yehuda, take this Bach, the Bnei Bnei. The difference, it's worth something. Rashi says, means that if you give the petach chamor, lemaisa she could go and redeem it with, like we had before, with a set that's only worth $1, and she'll gain now $5. So for the difference in price, that's what you mekadosh with. There's a shver according to both of them. So stamos are the mishnah shver. Some rabba avu am a rav liyelam no rabbi yud. The mishnah is going to be to a goyin shein shev al a shekel. The petach chamor is only worth a shekel. The solv of kaviyesim be yud. The tanya tipode. Miyah, that's one drasha. Tipada, kolshu, anything, and no matter how much it's worth, this seh, you could redeem it with. If it's a viewdama, no. And if padiyah, pachas, mishekel, that's worth at least a shekel. So if the petachim was only worth a shekel, so in that case, you can't redeem it less than a shekel, then it's also about no. Or so then you can't be mekadosh with it. There's nothing to gain, she has no gain with it. Omamar, tipada, miyah, tipada, kolshu. Pshita, it's for Sach, the Rimanai was about to say, Hoyo, the Yishkas, the Bechorodom. Ma Bechorodom, Achashreshim, you could do it after 30 days. The Chomish of Yus, Chomish Shkolim, Af, maybe Petchamar also. You have to work Achashloishim after 30 days. Maybe you have to spend Chomish Shkolim also. Kamash will not depart the Miyad. You could be pointed at Petchamar right away. And depart the Kolshu, no matter how much it's worth to say, it's good. If you have a Yudhi Weimer, and Ptiyab Chusim Shekel, it has to be worth at least a Shekel. The Monashach. I makish libchorodem chomish libush after 5. I le makish shekel minahin no shekel. The other thing is not lohek, no hekish. Alright, we'll continue on the next tape. We'll continue, we'll do it last come over again. We have a holding daf yud aleph amud aleph. Again, the last shayla was that the Mishnah Kedushin said if you mekadosh the petach chamor, is ena mekadeshes. So he came out, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that holds that einoi shover el a shekel, that the petach chamor itself was only worth a shekel, and the Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that holds that when you poido the petach chamor with the seh has to be worth at least a shekel. So therefore, if you give her a petach chamor for Kedushin, she has no gain at all with it. If the petach chamor itself was worth a shekel, so she has to spend the shekel to be paid. The rich she doesn't gain anything, therefore send him kodeshes. So last shaila was, what's the pshat Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Why does he say that the pigeon has to be to a shekel? Because the kash was from Manashach. If he's makish lebechor odom, so just like by pigeon that then needs chomish sloyim, here also pigeon petach chamor should also need chomish sloyim. And the question was, v'loy makish, if he's not makish of petach chamor to pigeon aben, if so shekel min olay, how does he know, how does the Yehuda know to say that the seh has to be worth at least a shekel to be part of the petach chamor? So Mar's teretz was again, last gemara was, li'elom le makish, Torah really does not make the sekish. That the Yehuda does not learn out from petach chamor. And Amar Rav says, what's the pshat Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Because Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, v'chol erkecho yiyah b'shekel ha-kodesh. Anytime there's an erech, you have to shat some, make the value of something, but it always has to be b'shekel ha-kodesh. As the Vayner Gershom says, the kol erkech in here means kolaymar, kol pidyon, shat ha-poido, has to be at least b'shekel ha-kodesh, has to be at least worth a shekel. But since petach mor is a din pidyon, therefore that's a b'yish shechit, it has to be worth at least a shekel, this is it. Now the Gemara says, Rabban, what did Rabban do with this? Who? On top of the Yud Aleph, for who? The histik.